The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
In what is shaping up to be one of the best lineups in the history of outstanding programs, the Cape Town International Jazz Festival is pulling out all the stops to ensure that its comeback on the 3rd and 4th of May 2024 is one to be enjoyed and remembered. Of course, staying true to its roots of providing the performance space for a mixture of established and bright new talent, this year's festival will showcase African music royalty alongside their international counterparts. And of course, the return of the festival is what is currently on everyone's lips, including the eclectic lineup. So joining us this morning to answer all your festino questions, spokesperson for the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, Ms. Cass Henderson, ahead of Africa's Grandest Gathering. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Kofifi FM 97.2.
Thank you, Ngwako, and thank you so much for having me.
It is always a pleasure. Now, Kaz, you know, the festival has been quiet for a while, you know, perhaps since COVID and since those restrictions have been lifted. There has been a few postponements thereafter. Please share what has been happening behind the scenes.
Well, as I recall, I think there was really only one postponement. That was, we postponed on December the 23rd, 2021, which would have been the show. But you're right, no, two. Life happens. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
If we think back to 2021 when we postponed, then we had literally just come out of COVID, another round of restrictions. I think to be perfectly honest, I think we were probably a little ambitious to start with. Timing of the year, getting things going. And then the following year, by the time we could get things together again, time runs out, and trying to book things in advance is difficult when you're planning any event, but particularly an event of this magnitude. So we decided to come back bigger and stronger in 2024. And I know the next question that's going to be out of your mouth is, why not March, our usual date? You know, that's a pretty easy one for us to answer. So March happened to be a combination of things, with Easter and with Ramadan, and then moving into sort of like trying to, you know, venue availability, artists, lineup. And eventually, you know, we settled on the 3rd and the 4th of May. And that's when all the stars aligned.
Yeah. Of course, we won't get into the nitty-gritties of how, you know, it's being paced. In fact, it's going against other, you know, or it's maybe pitched with the other festival. But I want to talk about...
I'm actually happy to take that one on.
All right, so let's talk about that. Let's get into how, you know, it happened that, you know, at the same time, the Cape Town International Jazz Festival is happening as well as, you know, the Prince Albert. I mean, how did those dates then get I'll call it clash for the purpose of this conversation?
So it was not planned. It was definitely not planned. 3rd and the 4th of May for Prince Albert's Journey to Jazz, that was announced earlier this year. In fact, I do believe it was actually alluded to after the event last year. It was definitely not planned. But with the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, if we had delayed it any later, then we would be clashing with our own festival again in March next year, because we are planning to be back next year around our usual time slot in March.
Well, it's great to hear that. It's absolutely great to hear that.
Great,
so we're balancing the scales. You know, this is just for 2024. You know, I think it's important that we clarify that this is not a permanent date. It's just because this allowance. Now, Kaz, the festival, you know, had a date, you know, which was announced last year, and the tickets were sold ahead of this, of the postponement, you know. So what happens to those tickets, to those patrons that had then bought the tickets, and are they able to use them at this year's edition of the festival? How is that going to work?
So those who bought tickets for the 2020 show, and let's go that far back, that was on CompuTicket. We've been asking people since then to please go and get a refund from CompuTicket. Once they've got their refund, then they can email to tickets@espafrica.com. And that's Africa with a K. So espafrica.com. And they'll be issued with a code, which they can then use on Ticketmaster. And we would honor that price. And it's the same with those people who bought the tickets on Ticketmaster. They just need to write to email to Ticketmaster and or to tickets@espafrica.com. and say, yes, they'd like to come. And we will honor those tickets at that price. That's it. End of story.
Kofifi FM, we are in conversation with Kaz Henderson, who is a spokesperson for the 2024 Cape Town International Jazz Festival. And she joins us today as we get ready for an incredible two-day experience, you know, at Africa's grandest gathering happening on the 3rd and the 4th of May, 2024 at CTICC, I beg your pardon. That's the Cape Town International Convention Center. And if you are headed down or you're considering attending this year, this conversation is certainly for you. Now, Kaz, the elephant in the room, you know, since we announced on Thursday that the festival will be joining us today, you in particular, you know, we've been inundated with social media inboxes from those who have been patrons of the festival, and their concern is mainly, you know, around the lineup and its departure from it being a traditional jazz offering to a more jazz-leaning curated lineup. And their question here is, why are we still referring to this festival as a jazz festival when there are other genres that have been introduced to the lineup? And could we not just call it a music festival? And of course, this is not unique to the Cape Town International Jazz Festival alone. This is many other festivals are across the board, across the world even. Your thoughts on this?
Well, how to break me in easily into this conversation, huh? So I think that's a fairly straightforward answer, the first one. We couldn't call it the Cape Town International Music Festival for a number of reasons. One, it is registered as the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. It's had a 21-year history as the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. So that would mean a whole new trademarking, registering, re-education exercise. So that's that one. Let's park that for a bit. But as to the genres, so jazz and jazz leaning, I mean, I think over the last 21 years, I think we've pretty much proven that we have always had jazz, pure jazz, and then jazz related. Because, Walco, it's a much deeper and broader conversation. Because what is jazz? I mean, jazz is such a broad genre. It's multifaceted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're never going to please all of the people all of the time, but we're certainly going to try, which is why we've got four stages. Two of those stages would be for your more purer jazz listeners and audiences. And the other two are more experimental, something to explore, something to be introduced to the genre, because not everyone, if you go straight into pure jazz, is going to like it for the first time. So there's something for everyone, and it's about introducing the genre sometimes, maybe, but it's also about exploring new things. It's not being narrowed into a particular genre.
Yeah. And I think with jazz being as multifaceted as you describe, you know, it's always a great thing to introduce, you know, different followers to different variables or maybe elements of what jazz is. And maybe they'll find a bit of themselves here and there. But I think the other biggest frustration are those who aren't necessarily jazz followers, but they get to be part of the groom or whatever the case may be. And then they kind of, I don't want to call it bored, but they kind of move away from why we're there, you know, which is the next thing, you know. There is a surcharge, you know, a lot of people are asking, especially those who are brand new, I suppose, attendants of the festival. They've paid this huge amount of money, you know, to come to be part of the festival for the whole week, but then they still get charged, you know, to be part of a specific stage. Why is there this charge? And maybe let's clarify, you know, what it means to be part of a specific stage at the festival.
So we've always had a surcharge, certainly in the 10 years that I've been involved in the festival. And that's for a number of reasons. I think our jazz aficionados out there will realize and appreciate the fact that when you go to see an amazing pure jazz or, you know, high level, high quality jazz act, you don't want to be disturbed by people coming in and out. And certainly those artists don't want to. So both of these venues, Rosie's and Moses Molalekwe, are seated venues. And that means that there's a capacity issue as well. So we can't have people coming in and out, disturbing people in the rows. It's very disturbing to the artists. So that's why we actually have a surcharge, so that those who want to come can book their seats, can book and make sure that they're going to see the artists that they want to see, out of respect to the artists and out of respect to their fellow audience members too. And I think that's, you know, I think that's the nub of it, really. There's nothing nefarious about it. It's really a capacity issue. It's a seated venue, and it's to ensure that enjoyment for everybody.
Thank you for clarifying that. I think it actually just gets to the point, you know, this part that you're explaining about the surcharges. However, just means that, you know, you get to be the special one, you know, in the room by being seated, you know, and enjoying, and enjoying the show without those who are talking and having to, you know, shh everyone the whole time. So let's talk about, you know, unpack the festival itself. You know, what can patrons look forward to, you know, as part of the Cape Town International Jazz Festival experience? Please talk to us about the Flavor Junction. What's that?
Flavor Junction is a sort of a gathering of we have to feed our people, don't we? We have to fuel them in order to, you know, keep going throughout the night, because there's a lot to see, a lot to do. So Flavor Junction is really a gathering of some food trucks, some drinking stations, some fueling stations to keep you going. I can't tell you what's on there right now. That's a mystery even to me at this point in time, but I'm sure we'll reveal it soon.
Yeah.
But there are a number of dining options at the festival this year as to hospitality. So, you know, we've got a couple of hospitality offerings. So there's Jazz Cafe, which, you know, just slightly above your general admission ticket, then you can actually go and have a lounge and sit down, complimentary catering.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the VIP, the premium lounge, which is Jazz Ensemble. So Flavor Junction is really about the food offering to keep people going.
We're looking forward to being a part of that as well. And of course, the build up to the event usually has a few activations and masterclasses, Kaz, in the city from artists, or some of the artists anyway, that'll be performing on the stages. Can we expect those this year?
Yeah, I believe so. I think, as I understand it, there will be masterclasses on the Saturday only, and they will be held at Artscape. And again, I can't tell you who those artists are going to be, but I'm sure I'll be making an announcement in the next couple of weeks or so. We like to keep you guessing, but they will be free.
I think you're just giving us a hard time this Sunday. Really?
No, not at all.
Hard time.
All good things come to those who wait. I mean, you've waited 4 years for the festival to come back, so...
I suppose. Of course, Kofifi FM still in conversation with Kaz Henderson. She is the spokesperson for the Cape Town International. I was almost at the other festival, the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. And we're talking about everything that you can expect, of course, as a festino, and what you can look forward to at this year's edition. The 21st edition, by the way, congratulations on that one. That is a milestone, by the way. So for more information, where can people go? You know, website, social media, what's going on there?
So, if you want to find out more about the artists, actually, we have a new app that's coming out. It's slowly coming out. So they can go onto the App Store and download Cape Town Jazz Festival app and tailor it to who they want to see. I'll be loading the program, or my team will be loading the program in the next couple of days or so, because we have announced the program and which stage. We haven't announced times as yet. So there's that. There's also social media, and I'm sure you're going to put it up on your streams there in Guaco.
Yeah.
But we're on TikTok, we are on X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, of course. So we're all on there. CT Jazz Fest, Cape Town Jazz Fest. Look for us and find us there. And hashtag CTIJF.
CTIJF, not 2024, but just CTIJF
CTIJF, yeah. Yeah, it's a brand that's going to endure beyond 2024, believe. We're back. We're staying, baby. We're staying.
We look forward to it, of course. And thank you so much for joining us, Kaz, this Sunday, as we can't wait to reset, connect, and revive our rhythm at this year's 21st edition of the festival, of course. She is the spokesperson for the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, Ms. Kaz Henderson, and she was on the K-Jazz Show this Sunday.